With this Spotlight on the Arts for KASU, I'm Marty Scarborough. The Arkansas State University Music Department will present a concert featuring four vocal ensembles, the University Community Choir, the Men's Choir, the Women's Choir, and the jazz vocal ensemble Delta Vox. The concert will be this Thursday, November 7th at 7:30 p.m. in Riceland Hall of the Fowler Center on the ASU Jonesboro campus. I spoke with Dr. Dale Miller and Dr. Kyle Chandler of the music department regarding this upcoming concert, and I asked each of them, beginning with Dr. Miller, to describe the ensembles that they'll be leading.
On this concert, I'm leading the University Community Choir, and it's different than the other vocal ensembles in one significant way is that over half the choir is made up of non-ASU students. They are community members from mostly from Northeast Arkansas. Some come in from, drive in from Little Rock weekly to participate. But it does have ASU students in the group. It's just primarily a community-based organization.
And Dr. Chandler, tell us about the ensembles you'll be leading.
We'll be performing with the Delta Vox, and they are our vocal jazz ensemble, contemporary a cappella group. And what sets them aside is that the traditional choral ensembles focus on primarily Western European and contemporary choral literature, whereas our focus is on the vocal jazz idiom, which is, you know, our native music here in the United States. And we also like to look at the contemporary popular tunes, not just those in the most recent years, but perhaps some from 10 or 20 years ago, and put a different spin or arrangement on them. So the genre we do is unique for that group compared to any other ensemble on campus.
Do they both in common have some works that you'll be doing that are a cappella and some that are doing with accompaniment?
Yes. I can't speak for the Delta Vox group, but for the community chorus, we're doing some a cappella numbers, spirituals, as well as 16th century Spanish motet. So,
yeah. And we do a variety of a cappella and accompanied instrumental. On this particular concert, we're going to be more instrumental backing with piano. Aaron Decker, a great jazz musician in our music department and instrumentalist, will be accompanying on the piano. And so people get to hear some really good jazz piano from him as he accompanies on some of the standards that we sing.
And then there's yet another, at least one more ensemble that's going to be on this program as well, Mr. Sean Pollock, not able to be with us today, but could one of you tell us a little bit about the ensemble that he's going to be leading on this particular performance?
Actually, he's leading two ensembles. Okay. He's doing the men's choir and the women's choir, both of which are, as far as the catalog is concerned, a part of the University Singers, as is the University Community Choir, but they concentrate on specifically male chorus and female chorus repertoire. I noticed by Mr. Pollock's repertoire list for this concert, he's gone to some real standards in the repertoire. Gerald Finzi is a noted 20th century composer. Let us now praise famous men. And then he's also doing an a cappella piece from 16th, 17th century, the Ave Maria by Franz Biebel. And I think audiences will recognize that. It's a real favorite of male choruses as well as SATB mixed choruses.
Well, could you tell us a little bit more about some of the other highlights that we can't go through every single work that will be performed by your ensembles, but Dr. Chandler, tell us about a couple of the songs that Delta Vox will be performing.
Sure. One song, But Beautiful, we're going to be doing, and some people may recognize the movies that Bing Crosby and Bob Hope teamed up with. On their a trip to Rio, and there was a series of six or seven of them. And But Beautiful are one of those songs that were written for that particular movie in the late 40s. And it's a great ballad, really some lush harmony. So that's kind of a popular folklore of that time. And, you know, it's interesting, those movies were a little bit of a comical satire of the other popular movies during that time. And so just kind of a really good interest and background on that. And on the complete other end of the spectrum, we have Leon Russell was the composer and the lyricist for This Masquerade. And he wrote his work in the early 1970s, but a few popular artists covered the tune, and one of them was George Benson, the vocalist and jazz guitarist in the mid-70s, and ended up winning a Grammy with that. So it has kind of a Latin groove and just kind of a fun tune that that people will really enjoy.
And Dr. Miller, some of the highlights from the University Community Choir.
Well, we're doing a varied repertoire, but mostly it varies between different styles of music within American composers and Spanish composers. Our focus this year is on music of America and Spain because our trip this year is to Spain during spring break, and members of the University Community Choir will be going on this trip along with the concert choir. And so some of those pieces are... The opener for our set is Celebrate Music, and it's by an American composer named Joseph Martin. And it's got a very rhythmic and exciting opener kind of feel to it. And our collaborative pianist, Lucas Trazzulo, who is one of our staff pianists at ASU, is doing a fantastic job on the accompaniment. And then also doing some music of a contemporary Spanish composer named Javier Busto. We're doing one of his sacred pieces, the Ave Maria, and then a secular piece, Esta Tierra. We do have the women's chorus involved, and they're doing some really fun songs. And we also have two of our graduate assistants who will be conducting on this concert. And Kane Bradley is going to conduct one piece with the women's choir, and it's a setting of the old Scottish song Loch Lomond. And Bill Weaver, who is finishing his specialist in education degree this year, will be conducting a piece with the men's choir, and it's an a cappella setting of Leonard Bernstein's Maria from West Side Story. So I'm looking forward to that. I've been listening to them rehearse it occasionally, and it sounds really good.
So it sounds as if this will be a concert in which you'll be showcasing a lot of different styles of vocal music. And is there any particular theme other than just kind of a showcase for the ASU vocal ensembles?
It's the fall concert, and it's what we do. We enjoy putting together the different kinds of ensembles. You know, the work that Kyle does with the vocal jazz is... It's not unique in Arkansas, but it's very nearly unique in Arkansas. It's certainly unique in this part of Arkansas.
Right. And I think that's one of the strengths of the concert is that when the audience comes in, they're not going to sit down and listen to the same type of song for 90 minutes. You know, they're going to get a variety of style periods from, you know, early Renaissance clear up through 20th century contemporary choral works with, you know, jazz, modern idioms. And so it's really a nice blend of musical choral genres that they're going to have.
Dr. Kyle Chandler and Dr. Dale Miller of the Arkansas State University Music Department. They'll be leading ensembles on the concert Thursday, November 7th at 7:30 p.m. in Riceland Hall of the Fowler Center on the ASU Jonesboro campus. The ensembles performing include the University Community Choir, the Men's Choir, the Women's Choir, and the jazz vocal ensemble Delta Vox. Playing there in the background is a piano recording of one of the melodies Delta Vox will be performing. You heard Dr. Chandler make reference to But Beautiful. The concert is free and open to the public. Again, it's Thursday, November 7th at 7:30 p.m. in Riceland Hall of the Fowler Center on the ASU Jonesboro campus. With this Spotlight on the Arts, for KASU, I'm Marty Scarborough.